left the game out there and didn't, you know, take it for grabs. But it's also sometimes where people get the best of you. You know, it's still basketball. You're still playing the number 4th ranked team in the country. So, you know, but that's not to undermine that we always think that we're the better team and that we should win. So, you know, at the end of the day, we need to get to win.
Did that happen the other night? Do you feel like you let the game go, or did they take it from you?
Yeah, I don't want to say we let the game go, because I feel like we were the better team, and you know, but you have to give credit to them. They're a great team. They're undefeated. To me, during the game, I thought, you know, we were the better team, and obviously we expected to win the game, but, you know, it's a lot goes into games. You know, sometimes you miss a shot or you don't get an out-of-bounds call or whatever the case may be in any game. I'm not specifically drawing to that game blaming anyone, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the win or losses. I understand that, and we didn't get the win, but, you know, also I definitely got to give credit to the opponent because they still have to step up and make plays. And, you know, I think it's just credit that the quality of basketball at this level with one or two plays is just the swing of every game. And, you know, I've known that over my 4-year career.
Belsall Northwestern with a different coach this year. Any big differences jump out to you about them?
Well, before they were running the Princeton offense, it seems like they may not be running that. To be honest, I haven't, you know, seen a lot of Northwestern. We started film today, so we introduced. So I do know the personnel. You know, I did see the game against Michigan. You know, I thought they were playing pretty hard. So, you know, at this time, I can't give you an honest answer. I don't want to give you guys just a generic answer or inaccurate, you know, synopsis. So I don't really have more to speak on at this time. But you do know I have to respect the opponent. And I do know they have talented players and Drew Garford and Jashawn Cobb. And, you know, it's a Big Ten team. So, you know, your antenna should always be up.
It's going to be weird not having Fran around.
Like I said, you know, we together. It's not that big of a, you know, it's not that big of a deal. He's still going to coach practice today, tomorrow, and shoot around, and basically just not going to be there for the game. But you know, it's like, you know, your team is built how you prepare with them every day. 1-2 hour space when he's not there shouldn't determine that his whole team is out of whack. I think we just need to play hard and, you know, defend and rebound and, you know, execute the things that we know we're capable of.
As a team, how did you react to that news this morning when he told you guys he wasn't going to be there? And how do you take it upon yourself to be able to overcome not having him there on Thursday?
My only reaction was, you know, going off what he said. Let's just keep working and, you know, we know what type of team we are, and really let's not lose a beat. So that was basically my reaction. Like I said, I appreciate Coach Fran's passion and, you know, the way he clubs about the game. That's one of the reasons why I chose to, you know, come out here with him, because I know how much he loves the game. And, you know, you don't want to play with nobody who doesn't love the game.
With Coach Sparrow and the role in his role on Thursday night,
right,
is there anything that becomes different as far as like what he does, or are there things that he provides that maybe you don't get from Fran?
Like I said, I wouldn't say that. All I would say is that Coach Perot is also a head coach for 17 years, so it's not like we got some rookie guy taking over. We have a great staff with great experience, and even Coach Francis, our youngest coach, you know, has championship experience from Villanova, so it's like we don't really have a weakness in anything that we're doing. So all I can say is that the game is going to happen. I can't give you any magical answers besides that.